Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Where are we going?
We're going to the airport.
Which airport?
SFO, San Francisco.
Why are we going there?
We are going because I am going to pick up my dad from the airport.
Your dad?
My new dad, who is also my first dad, but that I didn't know.
Bethany Lasko was found abandoned in a car 40 years ago. She spent years not knowing who her family was, and when she learned that her mother, the woman who abandoned her, still wanted nothing to do with her, she was crushed. Then, Bethany, now of San Francisco, found, through DNA sequencing on Ancestry.com, her father, Greg Dietzen of Green Bay, who had no idea Bethany ever existed. His ex-girlfriend was her mother.
She probably knew, too, that if I knew anything about you, I would never have given you up. I would have never given her up.
The moment he knew, he sprung into action, welcoming Bethany into the Dietzen family.
We talked all night about a lot of stuff and things, and just talked about all the things we needed to do going forward and meeting each other and things like that.
Once we got confirmation, especially, and everybody got the news, I don't even know how many Facebook friends requests from family members.
Bethany said she never expected it.
I wasn't expecting to be invited to family reunions and for people to want to come visit me and to be part of family pictures. None of that had crossed my mind. Having a family that really wants me to be part of the family, I did not expect that.
But that's what she got. Greg immediately made plans to go see Bethany at her home in California. He hopped on a plane just in time to celebrate the 40th birthday of a daughter he never met, who he didn't even know existed until now.
I told her, I said, I don't want to meet you in the terminal. And she goes, well, why not? I said, because the first time I see my daughter in 40 years, I don't want you being in a mask, okay? So we're going to meet outside in the parking lot.
Just as I was about to call to see where they are, Greg started calling me, and then we saw them all at the same time.
There she is!
You're for real!
She just came up to me and she hugged me for, it had to be 2 minutes. I mean, she didn't stop. She was crying, and it's just, you know, you get that bond. I told her the story about when my youngest daughter was born, and they were going to take her to the NIC unit and take care of her. But before they took her away, I went over there and put my finger down like this, and she grabbed it. And as soon as she grabbed it, it was like, yeah, you just get this connection. Told Beth, and I said, and then once you get that connection, it's unbreakable.
That was a story that Bethany remembered.
After I was done with the initial, like, just soaking it all in, I remembered that and grabbed his pinky, and it was really cool. It was really amazing.
It's a connection that was immediate.
Such an amazing release and relief, and especially because he was already acting like my dad before we knew.
And that's probably for the best. 40 years is a really long time, and there's a lot of catching up to do. Bethany's adopted family provided Greg with pictures of her over the years, a look back on a childhood he missed out on.
For me, that was very helpful, and I would put those pictures and those different times together and talking to her about, well, when was this? Oh, that was 1987 or something like that, or whatever. And then remembering where I was at that time.
Bethany's mother, to this day, wants nothing to do with Bethany. She's denied that she's the one who gave birth to her and had hid her pregnancy from everyone around her. But that's not something either Bethany nor Greg are keen to dwell on. They're looking forward and catching up on 40 years they lost.
We talk like almost every single day. I talked to her twice this morning.
Even though Bethany didn't grow up with Greg, and even though Greg had no idea that he had another daughter, they say there are some things that are quite simply in the blood. Greg and his wife Sarah both noticed.
There's hardwiring in DNA. There is. Yeah, we have similar tastes in things. We both have a little crazy sense of humor, right?
It didn't take me more than an hour after we met her that I said, you're a Dietzen. You're a Dietzen through and through. Your whole personality was just
She's my daughter.
Her personality was there.
And it was pretty clear to Bethany, too.
I'm definitely Irish. My dad and I both like whiskey and wine. I grew up with a family that didn't really care about all that. That's been kind of fun to have somebody that wants to have a drink with me every once in a while.
On a rainy day at the end of May, Bethany and Greg are together. She's flown to Green Bay for the first time since learning about her father.
I came out for a family reunion that was already planned before anybody knew about me. It was my grandmother's 92nd birthday, so I got to meet her for the very first time on her birthday, which is pretty awesome. And I met my sisters and my niece and my aunts and uncles, and it's just been an amazing time. This is more of like an acceptance part, I guess, of the grieving process for me, because I've already been through all of the things that I'm seeing Greg go through now. And something that we've said a bunch of times is like, I've had 40 years to process and you've had, you know,
5 months.
Four or five months. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot. So amazing to have an entire family of people just open their arms and welcome me in without any question. And it's just been, it's like it's been automatic for everybody. There was nobody who's like, I don't know.
It's a gloomy day. The skies are gray, and it's much like the day Bethany was found. It is probably warmer, though. We brought Bethany and Greg back to the place it all began, the Pecan Street apartment complex. They're standing mere feet away from where Bethany was found.
It's hard. There's a lot of things that, for me, are unresolved, but as long as Bethany's here, and she came back and she found me, that's all I care about.
It's been like such a long journey to get here, and it's just amazing to like have some, I mean, closure is not quite the right word, but it's just like some grounding, some like solid sort of feeling of like having a home base.
People have asked me, how did you feel when you first found out about this? And there was a lot of emotions. And I told Bethany the other night, I said, the best way I could describe it to somebody is like, when you lose somebody, you know, that you loved when they die, this was like the opposite of that. But you feel all those emotions anyway. It's the same thing. So there's anger and sadness and loss, you know, but we got the rest of our lives now to be together. And that's all matters now.
40 years ago, this is what then Deputy Chief of Detectives Fred Matthews said.
You're not too successful on these things. Usually you come up with zero on these things, unless someone would be willing to come forward and give information. But we've had these things over the years, and to the best of my recollection, we've never found the parents.
But 40 years from then, the girl in the front seat, who the nuns called Rachel Brown, Bethany Laska, has found her family.
This is beyond my wildest dreams, honestly. You know, somebody said early on when I was finding all of this out, and when Greg was just being amazing, and Sarah and everybody, that it's like, this is the dream I didn't let myself have. Like, I was hoping to just find everyone and tell everybody the truth about what happened, and that was all I had really had in mind. I hadn't really thought any farther than that.
The secret is out. This is who she is.
I didn't get a choice with how I started, but I get a choice of where I go from here. Anybody out there who's feeling like the world's happening to you, that's okay. And it doesn't mean that you can't find something that you can do with that.
Rob Sussman, WTAQ News.